Only on Zambezi Magic. DSTV.
This has a Wednesday happen. The main news on Inter Radio.
Good evening and welcome to UNSA Radio, main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Infratel launches a 150 kwacha million power project. Lusaka City Council cuts property rates. In international news, US warns citizens to reconsider Nigeria travel on safety grounds. In sports news, CAF African Schools, Ghana and Zambia's title dream in narrow semi-final defeat. With the news in detail, my name is Joshua Chamba. In local news, Zambia's state-owned digital infrastructure firm, Infratel, has embarked on a power resilience project valued at over 150 million kwacha in the country. Infratel Chief Executive Officer, Ivan Silambwe, said the campus progress is anchored on strategic investment and improving the economic environment. He added that they are not only building infrastructure but enabling systems that allow institutions and businesses to operate more efficiently, securely, and at scale. Dr. Silambwe said Infratel has prioritized network reliability, especially following recent power challenges, through a 150 million kwacha power resilience program incorporating solar solutions, lithium-ion batteries, and upgraded systems. Meanwhile, Infratel Chief Technical Officer Stephen Ngala said Infratel's infrastructure continues to play a critical role in enabling nationwide connectivity. He noted that Infratel operates over 1,200 telecommunications towers across the country, ensuring connectivity even in underserved areas. Our infrastructure is critical in supporting mobile networks, broadcasting services, and broadband systems that drive economic activity. The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has expressed concern with the high number of road traffic accidents recorded during the Easter holiday period. According to data released by the Zambia Police Service, a total of 386 road traffic accidents were recorded during the holiday period. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti says the country must move beyond merely recording casualties and instead focus on implementing effective measures to reduce accidents. Kamuti noted that the figures highlight the urgent need for stronger interventions, emphasizing that Zambia has the capacity to significantly reduce road crashes if all stakeholders act decisively. He cited a lack of seriousness among road users and authorities as a key factor contributing to the continued rise in accidents, further stressing the importance of establishing coordinated road safety initiatives, including the involvement of volunteer-based enforcement groups to complement existing efforts. Kamuti has since appealed to key institutions such as the Zambia Police Service, Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, and Road Development Agency, RDA, and the Ministry of Health, Zambia, to collaborate more closely. Young Women in Action has intensified efforts to mobilize young people to participate, to be part of ongoing voter engagement project. Speaking during an interview with Unza Radio, YWA Programs Officer Pethias Manda says the organization has put in place measures aimed at ensuring that young people, especially women, participate in the project. Manda states that the engagement with several political parties have been reached to adopt young people in different political parties who intend to contest in the upcoming elections. He further adds that social media engagements, radio programs, and hosting debates are measures that have been put in place to create awareness and fight over apathy among young youths. Meanwhile, Youth for Political Development Programs leader Charity Chizola says their approach does not focus on financially sponsoring individuals. Chizola notes that the organization focuses on equipping and empowering young people at scale with knowledge, skills, and confidence to participate meaningfully and independently in elections. Still in local news, governance and human rights expert Wesley Mianda has stated that the situation could escalate into a protest if not urgently addressed. He has called on the Vendetta resources to engage more transparent with local communities and improve access to employment. He has noted that youths have expressed frustration over the exclusion of jobs and business opportunities at the Konkola copper mines, despite the mine being revived. He has emphasized the return of KCM was meant to deliver tangible benefit to Zambians, particularly those in host communities, warning continued exclusion will lead into increased tension. Community members say the gap between expectation and reality is widening, leaving many young people unemployed and increasingly frustrated. He added that the KCM is now under management of the Vendetta's resources, was expected to create jobs and stimulate local economic participation. However, many youths and community members say they have not benefited from these opportunities. A 26-year-old man is receiving treatment at St. Francis Mission Hospital in Katete, Eastern Province, after his left eye was removed following an assault by his wife. Mr. Jasel Mwanza of Ibex Compound sustained a severe eye injury after he was attacked on Sunday, April 5th, 2026, around 20 hours. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba says Mwanza's wife, who has since been apprehended, accused him of returning home late because he had been with another woman. In a statement, Mwemba explained that on the day of the incident, Mwanza had parked his bicycle at his sister's home before escorting a friend. He said when Mwanza returned to his sister's place, he was informed that his wife had been calling him. Mwemba added that while on his way home, Mr. Mwanza met his wife, who accused him of being with a girlfriend, before picking up a stone and striking his left eye. And finally, in local news, the Lusaka City Council has reduced property rates by 15% for commercial properties and 10% for residential properties. The move follows a directive from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development aimed at easing the financial burden on residents while ensuring the city continues to operate effectively. Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has urged residents to continue paying their property rates despite the reduction. Ms. Mwamba says property rates remain a key source of revenue used to fund essential services across the city. Meanwhile, some members of the public have welcomed the decision, saying it will offer financial relief and help reduce accumulating debt.